Success ain't earned, it's bought. That's why at Paddy Power, we paid the big bucks for the best tech nerds in the world to develop our new fastest ever app. Download the new app from the App Store or Play Store now. 18+, begambleaware.org.
Hello and welcome to this Friday Tipping Postcast. I'm Maddie Plough, joined in the studio by Tom Park, who we've got David Jennings on, as well as Niall O'Reilly from Paddy Power, who has an enviable naps record on the Postcast. So watch out for what he's talking about later on. It's the Shergar Cup this weekend, lads. What do we reckon? I think the quality of horse this year is just about as good as I've known it in quite a while. Parky, what do you reckon?
Yeah, they're good. Some good horses running this year. Some interesting contenders and some good bets on the card, I think.
Yeah, DJ, you were saying beforehand you're not the biggest fan of the Shergar Cup, but you fancy shed loads of them.
Hate it, despise it, think it's a terrible concept. Can't, the colours especially, trying to figure out which horse that you're actually on in the race because all the colours are the same. There's not even an Irish team anymore, it's British Isles. How are we going to shout for the British Isles? But with all that negativity, I do strongly fancy two horses on the card, and it's just a case of trying to find them in the race and where they are.
Yeah. And Niall, I think Parky was saying earlier, with the runners guaranteed, it's good that we know we can get stuck into a horse each way. Do you find that, you know, punters really latch onto the Shergar Cup?
Yeah, definitely. We're actually playing four places in three of the Shergar Cup races, so yeah, we're definitely the place to bet.
Cool, there we go. Well, the Ascot, the Shergar Cup card is on ITV4. Kicks off at 1:05 with the Dubai Duty Free Shergar Cup Dash. El Astronauti, he was one I looked at here. He was second to Under the Covers at Goodwood. A really exciting horse to watch. And Niall, how do they bet in this contest?
Yeah, so Evergate is our 9-2 favourite. El Astronaut is 5-1. Encore d'Or is 11-2. Tis Marvel is 6-1. Grace is John 15-2. So Robert Travail 8-1, Lion Reason 8-1 and 9-1 bar.
Yeah, Parky, you know what you're getting in a race of this nature. Who have you plumped for?
I'm prepared to give Tis Marvelous another chance. I actually backed him in the Stewards' Cup last week and he was pretty dismal. But I did wonder before the race whether Ascot was his track. He ran really well in the Wokingham. He was a good two-year-old last year. He wasn't beaten far by the likes of Harry Angel and Caravaggio. And if he reproduces his Wokingham run, then I think he's got a big chance.
Okie dokie, and DJ, over to you.
Yeah, a quick question. Is it a complete random jockey selection or a jockey's book? I probably should know this.
We were talking about this beforehand, and I think what they basically try and do is give each of the jockeys sort of equal chances and that they're not putting the same person on favourites all of the time. Okay. So I think it is pretty randomised, yeah.
Yeah, because I thought the most interesting thing about this race was Fran Berry on Gracious John, because Fran Berry has been on Gracious John for his last four wins. So I was going, what a coincidence. The only jockey that seems to get on with Gracious John is the jockey riding him. And what is there, 10 runners in each race? So it's a 10-1 shot that he was going to be riding it. And I think everything is in Gracious John's favour here, because it's going to be slightly more cut in the ground than there was last time. I think he does need a little bit of cut in it. And he might just be able to get away from stall 10. He might have a solo. And in this sort of grade, where it's just a little bit lower than he has been running, he might just get away and not be caught. And given that Fran Berry is on board, and I think he will win the silver saddle as well, I'm going to go for Fran Berry to start the day in style on Gracious John.
He won the silver saddle last year, I think. Niall, some sort of attention towards the horses at the bottom of the market from Parky and DJ. What do you make of it?
Yeah, it's not a race I'd be getting heavily involved in. The one I liked was Evergate. He just holds a few of these on his last run. And yeah, the previous time he ran well from a bad draw and a hot handicap at Ascot. He's 6-1 in a few places, and I think he should be favoured. So yeah, I'll go with him.
Okay, Evergate for now. Moving on to the 140 Dubai Duty Free Shergar Cup Stayers. Cleonti was 6th in the JLT Cup last time, and Swedish rider Per Anders Graberg rides him. I think he could be quite an interesting contender. Does the market agree with me, Niall?
Yeah, he's 7-2 favourite. Jukebox Jive is 9-2. Lord George 5-1. Byron Flyer 11-2. Hassel 7-1. Soldier in Action 9-1 and 11-1 bar.
Soldier in Action, he was a good horse once upon a time. Parky, who are you choosing?
I think there's Soldier in Action. I mean, the ground's been going against him all the time, and he's got. I think he's got a better chance this time. I think he's been out of form, but his handicap mark's plummeted, and I think he's got big price. I mean, I think he's. I don't think it's the strongest race, to be honest.
Well, that was lucky then. So I picked out the one you liked, DJ.
I'm sticking with Fran here. It's a Fran love-in over here. I think Lord George ran in the Northumberland Plate. Had obviously been laid out for the race, but hadn't ran in a while. And I backed it that day, and you're kind of watching the race thinking, this is a right chance here. Turn into the home straight, you're kind of going, yeah, still has a chance. And it ends up finishing 16th behind Withhold. Just didn't get home at all. And it wasn't its true running. It's £5 lower on turf than it is on the all-weather. And runs well at Ascot, has got the visor on. I just think if they do go quick enough here, the trip is a little bit of a worry. It's much shorter than he's usually run over. But if you go back to that Good Friday run in the Stayers event, like, was just beaten right on the line by Funny Kid. That's arguably the best piece of form on offer. And given that I think Sandown will play to his strengths, like, he's 5-1 with Powers. There is nines available, so Powers obviously fancy him a little bit. And I think he's the classiest horse in the race. And off 100 rather than 105 in the all-weather, Lord George will do for me.
Okay, now plenty of disagreement between the lads so far on the postcast. Who are you siding with here?
I quite like Cleonte. He ran a cracker in the JLT coming from further back than ideal off a slow pace under an inexperienced rider. Sir Chauvelin finished upside him and he got a similar trip and he obviously won a Goodwood last week. So the form would look pretty strong to me. I don't know a lot about the jockey. I know he's obviously the best jockey in Sweden, which I think is a positive. yeah, there's as big as 11-2 around. We're obviously 7-2, but yeah, no, I think that's worth a bet.
Niall O'Reilly, when you say that a horse ran well in the JLT, I'm thinking, whoa, did it run behind Arthur or something? I don't think any flat fan ever would know what the hell the JLT was.
Come on, I think it's a great initiative, that race.
The race at Newbury, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a great initiative. Anyway.
I guarantee you that 90% of people that listen to your comments there said to themselves, God, that horse ran at Cheltenham.
I did say the JLT Cup, though.
Yeah, that's true. Less of the jumps chat, as much as we'd all love to sit here and talk about the Gold Cup this year or whatever. On to the 2:15 Dubai Duty Free Shergar Cup Challenge. DJ, Fran Berry's got a great ride in this one on Machine Learner. Is it another one, do you reckon, for him here?
Yeah, this is going to be completing the treble, Machine Learner. I just think the last day at Ascot, again, likes the track. It's down in trip, and that's obviously a slight concern, but has a touch of class. And I went through the race. There's a lot of these that are out of form, like Eddystone Rock is completely out of form, and the likes of Twin Star, and like even the likes of the ones down the bottom, I thought had a little bit to prove. I thought Machine Learner had a touch of class. It doesn't look the greatest renewal of this race that's ever been ran. And yeah, Fran, again, I think it's a positive that he's riding this, and I think it's the most likely winner.
Okay, what price can we get on Machine Learner now?
Yeah, he is 9-2 favourite, Coleman 5-1, Majid 11-2, Humble Hero 6-1, Twin Star 13-2, and 8-1 bar.
Are you joining the Fran loving?
I'm not. I think Humble Hero is potentially quite well handicapped in this. It's a bit of a strange thing to say about a horse who's not won off his mark in the last three starts, but he tanked through his race at Goodwood a few starts ago. Then he got a bit rushed off his feet when running at Windsor. The leader that time was a Mark Johnson horse. He went for home very, very early. And that race, it was a bit strange because this horse is usually ridden off the pace. He was ridden prominently then. And Majid, who was in this race again, that just came late and pipped them both. I thoroughly expect him to reverse that form. He plugged on well over 2 mile at York last time, but I think that this is definitely his trip. And we've got the Melbourne Cup winner and Corey Brown on board. So, yeah, I think he's got a big chance.
Okie dokie. Interesting story that he's going to ride Magic Circle in the Melbourne Cup this year in the paper today. Niall, anything to add?
I'm actually really strong on one. Nicholas T. I'm absolutely certain he's on a good mark, particularly based on his run 2 starts ago when he was beaten by Vale of Kent, who won at Goodwood, but he just blatantly should have won that day. He disappointed last time, though. That was a really messy race on ground with more ease in it than he likes. He's never tried this trip before, which is surprising considering he started off in bumpers. But yeah, I think he'll actually improve for this mile and a half. He was second in the mile race at the meeting last year, so there's a good chance they've actually targeted it again. Jim Goldie knows where he stands with these type of stairs. So yeah, I'm pretty confident here. He's around, I think he's 11-1 around, we're 9. But yeah, big chance. And he's ridden by my pal from Sweden again. So yeah.
lots of jockey lovings today. Well, I'm obviously going to be rooting for the girls tomorrow. And Hayley Turner looks to have a good ride in the 250 Dubai Duty Free Shergar Cup Mile. She's on Via Serendipity, who was fourth to Burnt Sugar at the track last time. That looks really good form. What do we reckon now?
Yeah, just on prices, Metaheme is 9-2, Fire Brigade 5-1, Bless Him 6-1, Via Serendipity is 13-2, and it's 7-1 bar. Yeah, the one I like is Bless Him. Now, I backed him at York last time, but the race, it just never went right. He never really got into it. He's been dropped another pound for that, and he must have a big chance in his Royal Ascot Hunt Cup run. He loves it here. He liked the ground. And yeah, around 7-1, he'll do for me.
Tom Park was nodding throughout that. Are you in agreement?
Yeah, I think Bless Him's got a really good chance. He ran really well in the Hunt Cup Britannia winner, so he'll love Ascot. With that run at York last time, the winner was at the front. Now, the horse that was second that day was Get Knotted, and he is your typical hold-up horse, and he was ridden quite prominently that day. So that suggests that the pace was just, they were going quite slow. Bless Him was out the back the whole way, and he came through the field. He finished third that day, but like he came from a long way back, and he had no chance with the winner, who was probably a group performer anyway running a handicap, but when he'd controlled the pace as well. I think he's got a few pounds up his sleeve, certainly at Ascot, and he's got the magic man Joe Moreira on. So
great to see Joe Moreira riding in the Shergar Cup. DJ, are you in agreement with the lads on Bless Him, or are you going to go elsewhere?
No, it's three for Bless Him. This is probably my strongest fancy of the day, certainly at Ascot. I just thought last time at York there was so much more sign of life. Again, as the lad said, like, that the race didn't pan out the way he would have liked. There should have been more pace. Get Knotted was second. It was actually a strong enough race for the grade, I thought. Barrowese ran in it as well. And like, he's £7 higher than he won the Britannia off, but he's been dropped £3 since his run in the Hunt Cup. And that was a real good run, I thought. I think that's very fair by the handicapper. Joe Moreira obviously rides, loves Ascot. I think so many positives. If he just comes back, like, I think if he even runs a tiny bit better than he did in the Hunt Cup, it'll probably be good enough. He's off at £3 lower mark. I think he's got a cracking chance.
The 3:25 Dubai Duty-Free Shergar Cup Classic could be a really nice race. Niall, how do we bet Corelli and Absentee now?
Yeah, he's left Gossip Column as 11-4 favourite. Sergio Leone is 7-2. Beijing Gold 5-1. Jazeel 6-1. Blue Laureate 9-1 and 10-1 bar.
Excellent. And sticking with you, Niall, who's your fancy?
The one I've backed is Blue Laureate for Ian Williams and Pat Cosgrove. Now, he was disappointed in a weak race last time, but that was a messy race, running soft ground over a trip he'd never tried before. Prior to that, he was eye-catching in a race at Sandown that's worked out really well, and I think to drop the 10 furlongs back on this ground would bring out the best of him. And I think he's the bet in the race.
Big fan of Ian Williams, mate. I think he's a superb trainer, Parky.
Yeah, I like Richard Hannans in this. He's won two of the last three runnings. Sergio Leone, I think he's a big danger. He's been running well without winning, which I usually don't like backing horses like that, but he's not gone up that much in the handicap, and he's been running in quite strong races, and I think he's got a big chance today.
Okie dokie, DJ.
Myself and Niall are going in together. I wasn't expecting anybody to tip Blue Laureate, but now that Niall has, I'm thrilled. I just thought, I know last time in that kind of, it was a bit of a messy three-runner race at Newmarket, but the run the time before can be upgraded too, because it was again, like, I just thought James Doyle probably would like to ride again, and relatively unexposed. It's only had 10 starts. And it won, like, a bet that Shally La La, whatever, of Tom Dascombe's last season. I think it won that off a mark at 78. And when it won that day, I said, this horse is definitely a 90 rated horse, or even higher. And for that reason, off its current mark of 85, I think he could have a little bit more to offer. I'm surprised it's a double figure price.
Moving on to the 4 o'clock Dubai Duty Free Shergar Cup Sprint. A horse in here that's had lots of followers, but he's sort of disappointed last time, was George of Hearts. I wonder if he'll be coming in for support again, Niall.
Georgia Hart is 3-1. Shaheen is actually our 11-4 favourite. Roundhay Park 6-1. Helvetian 8-1. Snazzy Jazzy 10-1. And yeah, it's 10-1 bar.
Okay, Niall, again, I'll stick with you. Who's your fancy?
I think there's a really obvious one to back in this. Shaheen. Now, he bolted up at Windsor during the week in what looks a really fast time. And he looks well in under a £3 penalty with a Franberry booked.
Again?
I can pick holes in most of these. Georgia Hearts, I'm just not sure about the drop to six. I'd like to see him win before I back him. Whereas Shaheen looks a sprinter going places to me, and I'm definitely backing him.
Okay, confidence there, Parky. Are you confident about your selection?
I was a bit concerned with Shaheen. I was at Windsor Monday, and there was just a bit... There seemed like there was a golden highway right up the stands rail, and it opened up for him, and he did finish very, very strongly. I'm going to have a nibble at a one at a big price called Green Power. He's dropped £6 in three starts, and apart from a dismal run at Ascot in the one in the middle of them, he wasn't beaten too far in his other starts. So I think that his first run of the season, he finished fourth in a listed race at York. He was only beaten a length and a half, I think, by Main Edition, and was only less than a length behind Hey Jonesy. That form would give him a big chance. And as I said, he's not been running as badly as the... I think the handicap has given him a big chance today.
OK, very interesting. DJ?
Well, I think George of Hearts is a group horse. So I was hoping that he'd be over seven. Unfortunately, he's all the way back to six. Like, I really fancied him at Ascot last time. And
What did you make of that run?
Just didn't stay and hit the front at completely the wrong time. Shane Kelly was travelling so well. When the camera angle changed, you were just like, oh, here we go, happy days. Because I tipped him on the podcast, and I think a few of the rest of us did as well. Like, there was a good few. I think Paul Keely might have tipped it as well. Or did he tip the winner? I'm not sure. But I think Frank tipped George of Hearts as well. And I was like, go on, go and win your race now. And then in the back of my head, the whole way watching the race, was Richard Hughes saying in the column, in the Racing Post, that his nagging doubt was a mile. Does he really get a mile? And at least it was a blessing in disguise that he ran the race, because it proved that he does not stay a mile. Now, I was fully expecting him to go for a big 7 furlong race next. There's probably not that many options for him over seven. So Richard has come here. We know he likes Ascot. He's just classier than the rest of them. This is so well handicapped. Will he? I think he will have enough pace for six. He has got plenty of toe, and I have no idea how good the jockey is, but he mightn't even have to be that good to win on this. I think George of Hearts will win.
So there's also racing at Redcar, Cork, Chelmsford, Lingfield, Kilbeggan and Ayr on Saturday. Do we have any other fancies, Parky?
Yeah, Michael Dodds, he seems to target Ayr, and I'm being convinced that he's going to go through the card there one day. he sends one there called My Name is Rio in the 7.05. I think he's got a very good chance. He's £2 lower than when he last won, which was all the way back at Ayr last year. But he's been showing signs that he's coming back to a bit of form. I think he was dropped £2 for his last run. It wasn't a bad run at all. And I think he looks about ready to go in again.
Very nice indeed. DJ, over to you.
Yeah, there's some really good racing at Cork. At 3 o'clock, you've got the Give Thanks Stakes. That's a Group 3. Turt Rocks, Jims are running well at the minute. Turt Rocks is the highest rated in the field and probably should win. When it does run in this grade, she tends to win. So I imagine Turt Rocks will get the job done. And the race before it, it's the Platinum Stakes, a listed race. On the Go Again missed out on the Galway Hurdle. I just think conditions have come right for On the Go Again. Alexius Komnenos has completely ruined it, spoiling all his chances by pulling hard. The last day at the Curragh was excruciating to watch, just wouldn't settle at all. So he might just be gone at the game. Making Light, Marshall Jennings, Pincheck. It's a real interesting race, but I thought On the Go Again was probably the one most likely to give its running, so I'll give that another shot.
Okie dokie, we'll talk about the Roads of Lancaster Stakes and the Dick Hearn Stakes, both at Haydock, just after this break.
Success ain't earned, it's bought. That's why at Paddy Power, we paid the big bucks for the best tech nerds in the world to develop our new fastest ever app. Download the new app from the App Store or Play Store now. 18+, begambleaware.org.
OK, so welcome back to this Friday Tipping Postcast. We're going to have a look at Haydock now. Kicking off with the 2.30 Smarkets British EBF Dick Hearn Stakes is listed race, and the Sandringham winner Agraterra looks as if she should be hard to beat here, but she has still got to step up on what she's shown so far. How do they bet now?
She's our 9-4 favourite. Unforgettable Filly is 7-1. Norella is 7-1. Shepherd Market 7-1, La Figlia 8-1, Lincoln Rocks 8-1 and 10-1 bar.
Parky, she's got that sexy profile, hasn't she? She looked pretty good at Ascot.
Oh, she was brilliant. I think she's an absolute certainty, to be honest. I think 9-4 is brilliant. I think I said on this a few weeks ago that Mamello, that run at York, was just about the best 9-4 shot I've seen. This would come somewhere near it. She absolutely bolted up at Ascot. She bolted up at Windsor the time before, just doing it, what she needed to do. I just don't know what there is in the race to beat her. Unforgettable Filly, Lincoln Rocks. Lincoln Rocks is an admiral horse, but...
No, it's gone at the game. Gone.
She's not run well for a long, long time. So, my only concern about Agraterra is if they go fast enough, because I do think she likes that pace, but they didn't go that fast at Windsor. She found enough to win. I think she's an absolute good thing.
Okay, much the best Agraterra for Parky. DJ, you in agreement?
Yeah, when I started looking at this race, I was kind of thinking, right, a handicapper stepping up on grade, we have to take this on. Mm. And as I went through the race, you're just going, Dynamic is not good enough. La Fagula won an all-weather maiden and it turned into a desperate race. Then you're going, Lincoln Rocks is just not finishing out her races at all. Last couple of times, it's just finished so tamely. Queen of Time is not good enough. Unforgettable Philly is not as good as she was. Norella would be a little bit interesting because she was very easy to back last time. And I'd say Badly needed the run there. So Norella is the danger. But then you go back to Agroterra and you just say to yourself, holy God, this was so impressive. And like Tom, when I was looking through this race, I had no idea the betting. And I try and do tissues and spotlights over here. Some would say unsuccessfully, but I would have put in Agroterra at around about 11-8. So I am surprised that she's 9-4. And I fully expect her to go off much shorter than that.
Okie dokie. Gnarly, you're also in the Agroterra fan club, or can you find anything to take her on with?
I'm actually keen to take her on. Now, I'm not sure about the prices. I didn't price this race fully, but Sandringham was just not really working out. I actually think she was flattered by how that race was run. I think she looked more impressive than she really was.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to take a chance on a course winner who's gone at the game, according to DJ in Lincoln Rocks. she needs the bounce. She needs the bounce back, but there's not a lot of pace on here, and I'm hoping she gets an easy lead. And on her day, she's very hard to pass, so she'll do for me. I think I saw 12-1 around. I'm just going to chance that.
On the Sandringham, Niall, I thought Ship of Dreams finished sixth in Sandringham, was just beaten in the Carrick Filly Stakes at Galway. I didn't think it was that bad of a race at all. Like, that was a proper run by Ship of Dreams, and Agroterra made bits of her.
Yeah, it's just a handicap into the list of class, like you were saying. And she was held out the back off a really, really strong pace, just got very good right. That's my thoughts, and I'm not 100% sure she could bolt up.
Okay, well, we'll see how that one pans out. Moving on to the 305 Smarkets Betting Exchange Rose of Lancaster Stakes. Now, El Wazir in here is a really, really exciting horse. Frankel Colt, very progressive. Similar to Agroterra in a way, he's going to be strong in the market, isn't he, Niall?
Yeah, he's our 6-4 favourite. Zaki is 9-4. Communique is 11-2. Barocco 11-1. Fajaj 11-1. And 14-1 bar.
Yeah, no, I've said all that, but I don't actually think he's the highest rated in the race officially. I think that goes to Zaki. Parky, but can you see past this flashy colt?
I can't really. I think he's the most likely winner. Whether I'd be jumping to have a bet at 6-4, I'm not sure. He was very impressive at Ascot. He got a good bit at hand. He's definitely ready for the step up in class. Communique was impressive at Goodwood. I think the stout horse will actually reverse the form with him, though. Zaki, and I think El Wazir is probably your most likely win here. But I think there's only seven runners, I'm not in a hurry to take him on. But I don't think I'll be having a bet on him.
Okay, so a bit of a different stance compared to the last race. DJ, what do you make of El Wazir?
Yeah, I really didn't want to be tipping favourites. I hate tipping favourites, but these two races, I started off trying to take on the favourite when I went through them. El Wazir, you just go back to that Sandown run when it beat Cross Counter. Now, I know it was receiving a lot of race by a lot of weight from Cross Counter. I think it could have been even receiving a stone. But Cross Counter is rate 115 now. And El Wazir made absolutely bits and pieces of him. And has since followed up at Ascot. Very impressive, stylish, real kind of, just takes everything in his stride. I think he's a gorgeous bolt. And again, a little bit like Agroterra. I expected this to be a little bit shorter as well. So maybe those two might, even though they're favourites, maybe they might still be a little bit of value.
DJ's got a bit of a double coming on there. Niall, what do you make of it?
This is a tricky one for me because I had a few quid in El Wazir earlier in the week. But I can't
what
recommend...
What price, Niall?
7-2.
That's
Shrewdy. I can't recommend backing him at the price he is now. He's got a lot of potential. I'm not really sure he was impressive as he looked last time. At the prices, I'm actually going to put up Zaki, who really should have won last time in what looks a really hot handicap. He was given Communique £11 and got beaten a nose, so he'd look to hold him. They had the Knight Porter and Chief Ironside over 8 lengths behind them, and they obviously did the form no harm last week. Whatever way you spin it, he looks at least up to winning a Group 3, and I'll side at him at the prices over El Wazir.
Okie dokie, moving on to the 340 Smarkets Leicester Piggott's 70th anniversary handicap. Can we have some betting, please, Niall?
Marcazzi is our 4-1 favourite. War Glory 6-1. Via Via 7-1. Mountain Angel 7-1. Surrey Hope 8-1. And 10-1 bar.
This is an interesting little race. Marcazzi going for the hat trick, of course. What are your thoughts on him now?
Yeah, I only actually priced this race up about an hour ago. So the one I put in fav is obviously the one I think is the most likely winner. Markazi. David O'Mara has bought him out of France for 140k, and some of his form over there would make him look well treated off 92. I think he'll need to win this race to get into some better handicaps later in the season, and they'll probably target the ones they went for with Lord Glitters last year. He's only 4-1, though I think he'll probably win, so maybe we're a bet.
Okay, Markazi, maybe one to watch for the rest of the season as well as tomorrow. Parky?
Yeah, I agree, actually. Amara's a genius with these French imports, and I just mirror what Niall's just said. I think he'll follow a similar path that he did with Lord Glitters, and that French race, he looks pretty well treated compared to that.
Okie dokie. DJ, is it 3 votes for Markazi?
No, I'm going to go for Via Via in the first time blinkers. Dropped £4 for its run the last day at Redcar. Now, it was disappointing behind Big Country, but I think £4 is pretty generous. Has had its sights lowered a little bit. And Jamie Spencer's book, James Tate had a winner the other day with Implicit, I think, and Stable is going okay. So I'm going to chance Via Via to outclass them. I think blinkers are a good move.
Okie dokie. We're going to fly over to Newmarket and the 345 GermanThoroughbred.com Sweet Solera Stakes. The Albany winner, Main Editions in here, and Ajra beat Lapaloza. They both turn up again this time. I feel like this race is probably a little bit better than it has been in previous running, so that's quite interesting. Parky, what do you make of it?
Yeah, Main Edition had a horrid run last time. She came out worst of the interference, I think. She wasn't beaten far. I don't think she would have been beaten far by Angels Hardaway that day, and she bolted up next time. So I can see her getting back to winning ways. I think she's just a little bit classier than her rivals here. I know she's got to give them £3, but yeah, I wouldn't be against her.
I had a look at the pace makeup of the race as well, and I think she could go on. I don't think there'll necessarily be that much to challenge her, so that could be a nice little angle there. DJ, are you all aboard Main Edition as well?
No, I'm not. I'm not convinced by the juvenile fillies at all. I know Main Edition won at Ascot and was quite impressive. And you can kind of say that Angel's Hideaway came out and was very impressive on King George Day. But I just have nagging doubts. I go back to the race at Sandown Look Around won of Andrew Ballings. And La Pelosa had no excuses that day, I thought, at all. And just simply wasn't good enough. And when the entries came out for this race, I really wanted to take on Ajrar and La Pelosa. I didn't know if Main Edition was going to run. And the one I kind of like this one is California Love of Richard Spencer's. Like, it won last time very impressively at Newmarket over the same course and distance. Now, this is probably stupid to be reading too much into this, but Rosamore was second. And that won yesterday by 16 lengths at Brighton. Now, the horse that was joint favourite with in the market broke a leg. And, so it was a non-event. But it's obviously got a certain amount of ability to win by 16 lengths, Rosamore. California Love made bits of that. And I just go back to the run at Chelmsford, first time out. Was so green and raw, did absolutely everything wrong and was only beaten about a length, came down the outside, wasn't given a hard time by Tom Queeley, back on board California Live. I just don't think there's that much between these fillies. I don't think the standard is that high, despite Main Edition being a Royal Ascot winner. And with that in mind, 12-1 California Love really does appeal to me. Got course and distance form, and I think she could be a really, really nice filly.
Okay, so a bit of confidence there behind California Love. Niall, what are your thoughts on the Sweet Solera?
Yeah, I think Main Edition will win this. She has to give them a penalty, but I actually think she'll improve for the extra furlong. She's obviously closely matched with La Pelosa, but I didn't think La Pelosa stayed 7 furlongs last time. And Ajrar was just in front of it. I'm not sure that form will hold up. I wasn't a fan of the Gosden horse, so yeah, it's Main Edition. It's a confident selection for me.
So, lads, do we fancy anything else from Haydock, from Newmarket, from anywhere on Saturday? Parky, I'll go to you first.
Yeah, I like Addis Ababa in the first at Haydock for David O'Mara. He won quite nicely on his first start and then he's been second on his next two. He's been centre favourite for them, so they must think I think he looks like he's a well-put-together horse anyway. He's off an opening mark of 83 in a first-time handicap. There's a few more exposed runners in this, so first time handicap David O'Mara, yeah, I quite like him. 83,
okay.
Yeah.
He could capitalise. Now over to you.
Yeah, just in the 155 Haydock, I think Birds of Prey will take a lot of beating in the Lady Riders race. He was fourth in a really hot handicap at the last time we seen him, with Dash Spice just a length in front of him, and he's now rated £22 higher. I think this race has been the plan for ages, with Megan Nichols booked, and she's a jockey I have a lot of time for. He's a short price, but yeah, I think it's a certainty, to be honest. And in the 4.15, I thought Soldier's Minute could be suited by this. And he might be a price too. He went off too hard over 5 furlongs last time, was back up to 6 here. Yeah, he's just been one of my tracker for a while. I think he's ready to land one.
Okay, two very confident selections there. Then we'll move on to the Saturday nap.
This will not be beaten.
Tom Park.
All in on Agriterra and the 2.30 at Haydock.
David Jennings.
George of Hearts, 4 o'clock, Ascot.
And Niall O'Reilly.
2.15 Ascot, Nicholas T.
Excellent. Okay, we'll talk about the action at Deauville and also the Phoenix Stakes just after this.
Check out Paddy's Rewards Club. Simply place 5 bets of £10 or more across any sport in a week and you'll get a free £10 bet the next week. T&Cs apply, 18+, begambleaware.org.
Welcome back to this tipping postcast now. It's over to Deauville. We go on Sunday for the 1.35 Prix Jacques Le Marois. Group 1, of course, and another opportunity to see the star filly Alpha Centauri. DJ, they look to have missed a bit of rain in Deauville. Do you think anything can get close to this superstar?
No, I'm kind of surprised she's not odds on. Maybe that's because of my loyalties and my Irishness and patriotism and everything. But I genuinely thought whenever Alpha Centauri, wherever she runs, no matter who it's against, over a mile, she will be odds on after what we've seen at Newmarket, Ascot and the Curragh. And lo and behold, she's odds against. I just can't get my head around it. I think with Alpha Centauri, the key is ground and confidence. Even chatting to the people in the stable in the piece I did during the week, this filly has just got a swagger about her now. She just thinks she's the dog's bollocks. Are you allowed to say that? I don't know. Producer Adam?
We'll keep it in for now.
I think she just has this strut now. Even talking to Debbie, like, who rides her out every morning, she just said, like, you have to really get her to do things now. She just knows she's the business and, you know, she can kind of do what she wants. And, like, that performance at Newmarket, everybody was absolutely blown away by her Ascot performance. But she was so decisive at Newmarket. At no stage during the race, anywhere, was she ever going to get beaten. And I just think she's so adaptable now. She's so, like, you can just put her anywhere in a race, as Colm O'Donoghue says. Again, like, you go through it. Like, I know Roman Eyes is a 2000 Guineas winner in Ireland, is 20-1. You've got the likes of Accidental Agent, like, who won at Royal Ascot. But that race, like, throw Alpha Centauri into that race, I think she would have won it convincingly. With You is a, you know, certainly is no rag at all. But I just think Alpha Centauri is the only one with the X factor here, and can't believe she's odds against.
Okay. How do you retaliate to that now? What do you reckon?
Well, we're 4-5, so I actually agree with
Dave. There is odds against out there with firm.
I think she's the most talented horse in training, to be honest. As long as the ground is good or better, I think she's a stone cold certainty in this field.
Stone cold certainty, that's what we like to hear. Can you just read out the rest of them if people are looking to have an each way bet in this one?
Yeah, as I said, she's 4-5 favourite. With You 6-1, Recollect is 7-1, Cascadian 8-1, Accidental Agent 9-1, and 12-1 bar.
Park, if you were looking to oppose her, who would it be with?
Probably With You. I think the only thing you can pick at Alpha Centauri is whether the ground's going to be quick enough for her. They do water a bit more in France, and I know they've did miss the rain, but they'll probably be aiming for good ground.
It never gets too firm over there, does it?
It never does. And that would be my only worry with her. But, look, this season's really lacking a superstar, and I'm praying to God that she goes out there and does what she's done on her last two starts, because we desperately need a superstar this year. I mean, look, if the ground was a bit slower, I think With You is clearly improving. She was very impressive last time. I don't think the form behind Lawrence is bad form at all, because I think Lawrence is potentially top class, and she is improving, but Alpha Centauri has been in a league of her own this last two starts, and let's just hope she gets the job done.
Okay, we'll go to the Curragh now, the 3.35 Keeneham Phoenix Stakes. Great Group 1 race. DJ, can you give us the inside line on the Irish contenders here? What's Aidan thinking?
Yeah, it's only he's won the race 16 times, I think, since 1998. So that tells you he certainly knows what it takes to win the Phoenix Stakes. Sergei Prokofiev is his number one here. This is a match. Forget about the rest. It's Sergei Prokofiev against Advertise. And I have a feeling that Tom is going to tip Advertise, but I'm going to go for Sergei because I just thought in the Coventry, I know Ryan Moore is the best jockey in the world. I know he's incredible, and I know he has hate when anything bad is said about him over there. But there was a couple of rides during Royal Ascot that he did not excel on, and this was one of them. Now, you can say that he got caught in the wrong part of the track, but like you simply cannot win races weaving that way, that way, that way, that way, and still expect to be good enough. It wasn't a good ride. I came out of that race thinking that Sergei Prokofiev was as good as Kalix. I'm putting my neck on the line here, but I think he'll beat Advertise. I think he's very, very good. Ground is going to be key here because 6, he's so much speed, he could even be better over 5. But Martin Mead during the week was, you know, saying that, you know, he thinks he's going to beat whatever Ballydoyle can throw at him. He thinks this horse is going to win. I think he's wrong.
Fighting talk. Now, it's good that Advertise is turning up. Makes this a really intriguing race, but I am a bit disappointed because I'm going over to Dover, so it would have been nice to see him in the pre-morning. Parky, can he reverse Coventry form with Sergei Prokofiev?
DJ's going to be surprised because I am with him 1,000,000%.
Come on, Tom.
I actually smashed Sergei Prokofiev up at Royal Ascot, and I was so cursing Ryan Moore when he was coming back in. I thought it was a terrible ride.
What are you on about, Tom? Ryan Moore never gives any horse ever a bad ride.
It was an absolute shocker. And, you know, he came, as DJ said, he weaved in and out, in and out. He actually got there headed Advertise and then just got, chinned by him close to the line. I think, look, Advertise was, he's followed up his run. He was very impressive at Newmarket. So Sergei Prokofiev's got to, he's got to do that. I just think that a small field is going to suit Sergei Prokofiev a bit more. He's all about speed when I think Advertise will probably be, maybe he's better over 7 furlongs a mile next year when I think Sergei Prokofiev will probably be a Commonwealth Cup contender. And I think that he's probably going to... I was very keen on him before Royal Ascot. I thought he could be a real superstar. And I wasn't put off by his run whatsoever at Royal Ascot. I think that he would have certainly won. He would certainly have beaten Advertise that day had Ryan Moore got it right. Whether he'd beaten Kalix, I'm not sure. But, you know, I think he will reverse the form this time. Yeah.
The Coventry looking a strong juvenile race. We've spoke about how we're not too sure about the fillies and some of the other races, but certainly has lived up to his billing. Niall, I'll give the final vote to you. This Sergei Prokofiev, he had a really, really big reputation before Ascot. Are you siding with him?
Just on prices, we're even money. Sergei, 5-4 Advertising, 14 bar. I'm actually not going to side with Sergei. I watched that commentary back. I'm not certain Sergei should have beaten him. Advertise came from behind him and was stronger at the line as well, in my opinion. So I'll side with him, but not a real betting race for me, to be honest.
Now, I know we don't have prices for the 4:10 Phoenix Sprint Stakes. It's a Group 3. Tom, but who's your selection?
Spirit of Valor's miles clear on ratings, so in theory should take all the beating, but he's becoming a bit of a serial loser, and he might... I'm going to take a chance on Johnny Murta's Urban Beat, who was impressive in handicap last time, I think 89, so he's got a lot to do. I think he's about £10 worse off with Spirit of Valor, but he's clearly in good form. He'd have to improve bundles, but he gets a three-year-old allowance, and I'm just not convinced that there's not that much class in this race, to be honest.
Okie dokie. DJ, do you have a strong fancy?
Not that strong, but I fancy Speaking Colours. I thought it ran okay in the Commonwealth Cup. It finished 14th to Ektidar. The ground was probably fast enough for him there, and as well as that, was far too keen in the early stages under Dunica. The key thing here is it's good to firm ground in the Curragh at the moment, but it's given a rotten day here tomorrow. Tomorrow morning is going to be just yuck. And I'm sure it's going to get into the ground. So it's going to be at least good ground. So I think with that in mind, I think when there is a bit of cut in it, we saw in France, Speaking Colours was trained, who was it that had it before him? Marco Botti, yeah. Like, I think he just needed a little bit of cut in the ground. And I think if he does get a bit of cut in the ground with that rain coming, I thought his form prior to Commonwealth Cup was very strong and second to Sioux Nation. And I think he's the most likely winner.
Okie dokie. Now the final verdict goes to you.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with DJ. I really like Speaking Colours. If that rain does get into the ground, I think he's got a massive chance. Yeah, he'd be the one for me.
Okie dokie. We hope you all enjoy a brilliant weekend's action. And that'll be us from us today. Don't forget, if you enjoy these shows, please rate, review and subscribe to them wherever you're listening to us. I'll be back on Monday to review the weekend's action. And don't forget to tune into our golf and football postcasts, which are now weekly. Until next time, enjoy your rating and goodbye.
Follow Paddy Power on Snapchat. The username is ThePaddyPower, and we promise there won't be any boring snaps about gigs, the weather, or the gym.